It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
When I was younger, I used to go into a house cleaning frenzy every spring, my own March Madness without the excitement of basketball. It wasn't that I believed spring house cleaning was next to godliness. No, what I believed was that if it couldn't be seen, it probably didn't need to be done. Never was I shamed or motivated into an annual all-over house cleaning until I joined a club, which was my turn to host every March. There is nothing like the thought of more than a dozen pairs of eyes objectively noting cobwebs, dust bunnies, and street windows to send you to the broom closet. After suffering through this ordeal for years, I sensibly compiled a list of things to do before M-Day, meeting day, as I anxiously thought of it. But along with the list of the same things to do each March, I came up with a list of music to clean house by. Through trial and error, sweat and tears, I found the artists who worked for me, Pavarotti, Boots Randolph, and Patsy Cline. I started with Pavarotti early in the morning. Well, it is still before noon. I am energetic, cheerful, and still hopeful that it won't be as awful this year. I start the kitchen cabinets at the moment Pavarotti starts an aria from Tosca. I think positively as I chip away a dried biscuit dough on a handle, a grim reminder that haste makes waste. I scrub through La Traviata and Otello. It is not a far reach to imagine the bravos. The thunderous applause at the end of each selection are for me because I certainly deserve them. I rise to my feet, front and center kitchen, and take a modest bow or two. By the time Pavarotti and I come to the end of La Boheme, we are both pretty stressed out. That's when I count on Boots Randolph to motivate me. I start bouncing around with yakety sax, boogie down the hall through Tough and Night Train. When I get sidetracked dusting books and sorting out magazines, Boots hits me in my cleaning conscience with, "You can't sit down." By late afternoon, I'm getting pretty pooped and bored with the whole cleaning scene. There's nobody better to share misery with than Patsy Cline. "Crazy," she sings, and I'd be saying to myself, "Girl, you've got to be crazy down on your hands and knees washing woodwork." "Yes," I tell Patsy when she tell me it was so wrong. Walking after midnight was beginning to look like a distinct possibility, and when she concluded our time together with "Leaving on Your Mind," I knew that Patsy and I sang off the same page. The music was over. The day was over. I'd taken my bows with Pavarotti, bounced around with Boots, and felt sorry for myself with Patsy. My knees were sore. My fingers hurt, which reminded me of another song with a couple of lines I've never forgotten. "Work your fingers to the bone, what do you get? Bony fingers." The answer to Shakespeare's question in Sonnet 8, "Why hearest thou music sadly?" is obvious. The listener was into spring cleaning.